Lesson 9. God is good. Back at the cabin Friday night, Campbell's decided they wanted to teach us the difference between good and evil. They said if you take the name God and put another O in it, you will have the word good. Mr. Campbell said that God always wants our good, even though sometimes bad things happen. Those bad things can lead into good things if we continue to trust in God. We were looking at the story of Joseph in Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible. In that story, Joseph had many bad things happen to him. But later he said to those who did it to him, "As for you, you thought of doing evil toward me, but God has meant it unto me for good." In the New Testament, Mr. Campbell showed us a verse in Romans 8:28, which says, "All things work together for good to them that love God." It was God who decided in what family we would be born into, who our mother and father would be, and who our brothers and sisters would be. God gives most of us two families to live in. One we had no say about, but the other family, which comes when we get married, we will have an opportunity to choose for our good or evil. Mr. Campbell told us that evil came from the devil, and if you took the D off his name, it would spell evil. We could say, "The devil made me do it," when we do bad things. It isn't quite that simple, though, because we are having to choose between listening to God and doing good, and listening to the devil and doing evil. In our lives, each of us are choosing between good and evil, living for God or living for the devil. Most of us would say that we don't want to live for the devil. However, many do, because the devil wants us to live for self, while God wants us to live for Christ. Living for self sounds good until we reap the sins which that brings, like stubbornness and rebellion. The Campbells really made us think that night. We had a cup of hot chocolate and a cookie and left for home in the moonlight. It was winter time, and the stars were shining brightly.